Welcome back to the Hidden Healing Podcast, where we talk about the emotional healing that we have to do even after we've done therapy to get past childhood trauma. The name Hidden Healing is so appropriate because so many of us have hidden parts of ourselves away because it wasn't safe for those parts of us to be seen or for those parts of us to be loved. And it's now those parts of ourselves that we must uncover because we've hidden them away so long that it takes time and it takes work. In the last episode, I talked about the things that make me feel dysregulated, the negative patterns that I go into for coping strategies once I'm dysregulated, and the top three things that I think the most about. What does it look like when I'm dysregulated? And then once I figure out what it looks like when I'm dysregulated and what it feels like, then what do I do next? And so that's what we're going to pick up today. It seems to me, in all this work I've done of uncovering the parts of me that I've hidden away and learning how to be integrated in my body and my mind together, that the biggest thing that I end up coming back to the most, or the biggest tool, is grounding myself, connecting my mind and body together, and living in the present. Usually when I find that I am not grounded and when I find that I'm dysregulated, it's a thought that came up in my mind, knowingly or unknowingly, about the past or the future. I'm not in the now. I'm not in the present. And so grounding yourself is so important because that brings you back into your body and back into right now. As a person who identifies as having CPTSD, I know that I've learned how to detach from my body to be safe. I know that there were many times in my childhood when, not just from sexual abuse, but also from neglect or neighborhood problems going on, that I felt very unsafe. And so I learned how to be and live outside of my body. But now that I'm grown, I have to develop personal agency. That means that I have to understand and take responsibility for creating my life. So I know that it feels like a lot of work to constantly regulate your emotion and get present in your body and ground yourself. And I agree it is. In fact, this week I'm feeling it a little bit and I feel like, man, I would love to take a break from this all. But unfortunately, it's like, once the light has turned on, you can't really turn back. So I'm going to talk about today how I ground myself, how I reconnect with my body. And I guess you could say that this is me taking personal agency of what's in my life so that I can move forward in all the ways that I would like to, financially, in my business, helping other women with these kinds of issues that I'm talking about today. All of those things are things that I would like to change in my life. And in order to be able to move forward, I've got to do some healing. So let's talk about how I get grounded. One way I like to do it is to do a body scan. And to do that, I sit quietly and I start with three deep breaths and I do them slowly and try to notice as I'm breathing. And then once I feel kind of grounded, like with my breath, then I'll move to my body and I'll wiggle my toes and I'll think about what they feel like. And I move on up and I see if I feel any sensations in my body. Sometimes as I move up my body, I notice that I can't feel a part of me or I don't feel in touch with it. And so I'll put my hand on that. I'll put my hand on my knee or my thigh, my stomach. Whatever I need to do to feel connected to my body. What I'm looking for when I'm doing this body scan is to feel my body and my mind work together and be one. So I'm noticing how things feel and then I'm moving on. What I don't want is to get stuck feeling pain or feeling symptoms of some diagnosis that I've gotten. So if you happen to notice those things and as you're moving up your body, you realize that they're there, notice them without judgment. And then move on. Don't get stuck ruminating on those kinds of pains or those kinds of problems. That will be counterproductive and will actually cause more problems than it will solve. So if that is you and you find yourself in the situation where you're ruminating on your problems, then find a more productive way to ground yourself into your body. One of the great ways to do that is to walk outside. Walk outside and look up. This is an exercise I learned from Deepak Chopra, and he says to notice the space, not the things, not the objects, but open your awareness, soften your eyes to the space in front of you. It's more like you're looking out in an unfocused way, noticing how big the space is in front of you. It feels very grounding. It feels very good. Something else you can do is notice the spaces between your breaths. Now, I heard Deepak Chopra say that, and then I tried it. And for me, that one wasn't super easy, but for some people, it is. Another way that you can ground yourself that might work for you is to start writing. I used to call it brain dump writing, but since then I've learned the fancy word, which is stream of consciousness writing. And so that's where you just get a paper and a pen and start writing everything that's in your mind and just write, write, write. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be pretty. It is just allowing your mind and yourself to be heard. And then you'll feel a little more peace and a little more grounding. The next one is walking outside and putting your feet in the grass and feeling the grass beneath your feet. Wiggle your toes and feel the breeze on your skin or the warm sun on your skin and listen for the noises around you. And that really puts you in the present moment and grounds you into your body. The last one I'm going to talk about is loud music and dancing, or loud music and singing, whichever you prefer, whichever grounds you into your own body. Sometimes when I feel dysregulated, I'll have something that I need to say and I can't say it because I don't know what it is. And so I'll put on my favorite songs and the ones that make me cry or the ones that I just love to sing to because the words have so much meaning for me. And those also help me to feel grounded in my own body. So you get to choose what works for you, and sometimes you're going to have to adjust and do different things. But then there's going to be those times when you notice that it just doesn't work for you. You feel too anxious, you feel too heavy, tight in the chest, you feel like you just can't breathe. Have you ever taken a deep breath and it feels like there's just a stopper there and it doesn't go all the way down? Sometimes that's going to happen too, and it's going to take extra work for you to ground yourself, and that's okay. You can take the time to do that if you have the time to do that. Then there's those times when you just don't have it in you to do that, and you can't. And it's at those times that you don't get to give up. You get to choose something different. So those are the times that I choose to notice and observe myself. I start just watching myself. I know that I'm going to eat the bread. I know that I'm going to eat a piece of pie or whatever the thing is, I know I'm going to do it. And at that point, instead of giving up, I just start doing all the noticing I can. So I notice when I take my first bite, did it help me feel calm instantly? Did it take a whole piece of bread before I noticed that I felt calmer? Do I eat to the point of being full, or do I eat to the point of overfull? When I'm overfull, does that make me feel dysregulated, or does that make me feel worse? I notice at what point the calm actually hits. And what kind of food that was that calmed me? Was it chocolate? Was it bread? Was it pie? Was it a glass of milk? What are the things that are helping me to calm? And then I noticed that when I eat super sweet stuff, like if I were at a store and was going to grab a Snickers and eat that, that it actually makes me feel worse. So for me, I've noticed that super sweet does not work for me. It makes me feel 10 times worse. And so I don't do that. So once you have started noticing yourself and noticing what you're doing, that is actually part of the work. So pat yourself on the back. And even if it doesn't feel good in the moment, it is still part of the work. So we got to keep going because we can't stop. We can't give up. So at this point, what I do is if I have reached the calm and I can feel regulated and get back to the activity that I was trying to do, then I'll do that. But if not, and it's time to stop, then I go ahead and stop. I have to respect my body and my mind, and I have to do a little bit of work at a time, as much as I can handle, and then I stop. And it's not stopping for the whole day or any specific amount of time. It's until I get up and I start going again. I understand that if you have a full-time job, this is going to be hard, but you can still incorporate some of this into your job. You can still regulate your emotions and take a few minutes to breathe and do all of the things that are going to make you a better employee for your employer. I think that's a lot to work with for this week. So consider everything that we've talked about here and see how this applies to you. Everything that you listen to, everything that I say or anyone else says, you have to take your own authority in your own body and figure out what works for you, because that's where you're going to get growth when you apply things to you in your own specific way and take your personal action. So I hope that this helps you, and I hope that you come back next week. The show will be out again next Monday, so please come back. Celebrating next week, because there's a statistics that says around episode 8, podcasters tend to quit if they're going to quit. And like 50% of podcasts have been abandoned already. And so this is like a big mile marker for me getting past 8. And this is actually my second podcast that I've done. And the first time I only made it till 5. So I was part of that statistic that I just mentioned. This time I'm not going to be. This time I think that I found my voice. I think that I found my message. And I really want to share this with people, because if I can help one person, it's made this podcast completely worth it. If you know anyone who can use this information, please feel free to share. That's the biggest way that podcasts get heard by other people, is word of mouth. Share it with your friends. You never know who suffers silently, who needs it, so feel free to share it with everybody. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts and can stop and leave a review, or Spotify as well, that would be fantastic, and I super appreciate whenever you do that. I am going to see you guys next week. You guys have a beautiful week ahead of you, and remember to stop and ground yourself in your body so that you can have the best week ever.